in the studio, the place we love to be around here at Spokane Public Radio, with Floating Crowbar. They did a great time, looking for the perfect adjective, but a roaring good time with the KPBX Kids Concert, and agreed to come back and give us our command performance for for this great holiday coming up, and that is, of course, coming up this Sunday with the celebration of Irish nationalism and everything else that goes along with it. And so that's what we're into. Let's hear from them. The four members of Floating Crowbar: Don Thompson, Morgan Anderson, James Hunter, and Rick Rubin. But here they are as a band, Floating Crowbar. Thank you. So smooth they could float on anything. That was Floating Crowbar playing that piece. What were we just hearing, Morgan?
Well, we started today with three jigs. The instrumental music in the Irish tradition is most often played in medleys. We play more than one thing linked together. And those were three jigs. The first was called the Woodcock. The second was called Drummond Castle. And the third is called the Kerfunken. And it's an old tradition, but it's still a very much a vibrant live tradition today. Two of those tunes we just played were written by somebody that's still alive today, a flute player and flute maker in County Kerry named Hammy Hamilton. He wrote the first and the last one.
Well, it's really nice when you do the medleys because you've gone along and we've heard just about enough repetition, then you just slide into the next one, and it's it's really lovely.
Keeps everyone from getting bored.
Those were great. Those were all two-part tunes, which is the most common form, and you repeat. They're eight bar parts that you normally repeat, so A-A-B-B. To a total of 32 bars. We usually play the tunes two or three times and then switch to another tune, whereas in old-time fiddling or whatever, they might play the same 32-bar tune 15 times and stop.
Then there's always that danger of adjectives. Are you a Celtic band? Are you an Irish band? Are you simply
You're
a band?
Irish band. Yeah. I like to make that perfectly clear. Because Celtic encompasses a lot of different, you know, there's Welsh, there's Scottish, there's Breton, and Galicia. Irish is each of those places in Irish or in Celtic music or in Celtic culture is unique, mm-hmm. even though it is part of the Celtic tribes. And Ireland is, we like to think, is the most unique.
there's a lot of interchange between Scottish and Irish music. The middle tune in that set, Drummond Castle, was originally a Scottish tune, but it's widely played in Ireland. And we've been fortunate enough to travel to Ireland together several times, and we just picked that one up this last summer in County Mayo.
And the makeup of this band, because the four of you have been together for quite a while, but Don Thompson, who's playing mandolin, and then Morgan Anderson, who was just talking, is playing fiddle, and Rick Rubin playing guitar at this moment. Is that the only fretted instrument you brought along?
Yeah, that's the only one I brought this morning.
Okay. And then James Hunter, who plays all kinds of things. You were just playing a penny whistle, weren't you?
Yes. Yeah.
And then now you have a flute in your hand.
And I have a flute, yeah.
And a drum behind you.
Yep, and pipes.
And pipes. Yeah. And so
he was a Boy Scout in another lifetime, and he's always prepared.
Always be prepared. You never know what you're going to need.
A good friend of his, Michael Moonbear, introduced him in a concert I was watching as the Lord of all things windy.
Perfect. Well, we're going to get that because you do have a flute in your hand. And Don, even though you kind of got us focused now that you're an Irish band, now what are the variants in musical style and sound? I mean, I think we'll answer that in the course of this coming hour as we get into things.
In terms of Irish against the other Celtic cultures or the different forms of music in the Irish tradition?
Well, no, the different forms within the Irish tradition is what I'm interested that you'll illuminate in the course of this hour.
Well, we started with jigs. The most common instrumental music forms would be jigs and reels, although there are polkas, there's something called slides,
slip jigs,
hornpipes, barn dances, all kinds of different things. We're mainly going to play jigs and reels today and sing a couple of songs.
And one other note is before the modern era.
And bring your mic in a little closer, Rick. I think
before the modern era, there used to be a lot of regional differences in Irish music. You could travel 30 miles and you'd hear a completely different take on a tune that you might hear somewhere else. There used to be a lot of very stark regional differences, and it's kind of gotten homogenized because everybody listens to everybody else now.
Sure,
there used to be a lot of isolation between villages and towns.
Yeah. Well, what do we got next?
Well, the main
set of reels.
Yeah, and the main musical difference between jigs and reels are jigs are in 6/8 time, and reels are in 4/4 time. there are other variations, but we
And in both kinds of tunes, you still tap your foot twice to a measure.
That's right. So you can count six and two.
That's where I've been going wrong all these years. I was trying to get six taps in.
And then you try it with a slip jig.
Yeah.
So we'll play a set of reels here. First one's called The Coachman's Whip, and it was written by a man named Vincent Broderick, who I think he was born in 1920, died in 1988, and the next two, the Skarta Glen and Shaskeen, are what we just call traditional. We don't know who wrote them or how old they are.
Thank you.
there for us, gentlemen. The mandolin, fiddle, in this case it was the transverse flute, and the guitar of these four gentlemen. I guess what I'd like to ask you is, within the art of what you do, if you turned around right now and played that tune again, how much would it be the same, or how much variation would there be for a little bit of improvisation? I know that Don Thompson, for instance, can't help himself but sometimes improvise.
But we are Americans playing Irish music, so I occasionally play with it a little bit.
As does James.
I can't help myself.
And when you have harmonies, that's not generally an Irish traditional.
No, you know, 100 years ago and before, Irish music is, you know, theoretically speaking, in terms of music theory, it's a very simple music, but it's ornate, it's rather elaborate, and it's really about the melody line. We don't play tunes until everybody really has learned the melody. Now Don has a great talent with improvising, and that's part of our band. And before 100 years ago, there would not have even been any backup. The original backup instrument would have been the piano when pianos were in the meeting halls and so forth.
Relatively,
that's pretty recent.
From the 20s on.
The drones and the pipes were probably the first accompanying.
But it's really about the core of this music is about the single melody line, and so most Irish music is about unison melody playing, and now of course backup has become very common and adds a lot, and we do throw in the occasional harmony here and there and have a couple of people rather talented.
In terms of quantifying it, Morgan is probably the one who sticks to the tune most. Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Somebody's got to hold the melody down.
And then probably we've got at the other extreme Don, who we often talk about the Thompson fairy dust, because he sprinkles these beautiful harmonies and quirky little turns and ornamentations into his music. And I'm somewhere in the middle, probably. Usually, if I'm playing something different, it's by accident rather than design. So we'll call it improvisation for the sake of charity. But
so, always a good safe word.
One cannot control Don Thompson's urge to do this. It happens whether you want it or not. Or he'll do something. That was brilliant. Keep it like that. But the next time he plays it, it's entirely different. He can't remember what he did last time.
You alluded to being an American band. If you were right now in Ireland playing and nobody had introduced you, would they know you were Americans by how you played it?
Probably.
I think musicians would. I don't know that the general public would. Sure. We've had a couple of times where we've sort of just marched into a bar and asked the landlord or landlady if we could play a few tunes, and done that. And the regulars will, they'll be listening, and then they'll hear us talk, and they'll go, "Oh, we see you took the liberty of learning how to play those instruments before you came over here." That was one of the highest compliments we've ever had.
Perfect. Well, you have the drum in your hand, the Bodhran, assume, and so that means we're going to stick with yet another form of dance tune.
This one is a song. I'm going to let Morgan introduce it, but basically they're both in 3/4 time, and so I decided to sing this one and didn't know what to do with my hands.
They're going to do this song, we're going to play a waltz actually after it. And both of these pieces are a souvenir that we brought back from County Mayo from our third trip together in 2016. We've been fortunate to get to know this man named Jackie Small, who's one of the foremost authorities on this tradition. He just recently retired from the National Music Archive in Dublin and plays accordion around Westport, County Mayo. He's become a friend of ours. And his brother, Tony, who passed away a few years ago, wrote this song. And then we're going to follow it with a waltz written by a man named Joe Carey, who we've also been fortunate to get to know in County Mayo. Very much an alive tradition here. The other reason why we first heard this song in a pub, and Rick and James looked at each other and said, "Oh, we need to have that one." It's a song about the traveling people in Ireland, and it mentions a lot of different towns, and we've been in almost all of them, and that was one of the reasons these guys really latched onto this song.
Oh, that's one of our favorite places. Yeah, oh, no. There's another favorite place. Okay.
So let's hear it. This all is right. Floating Crowbar, and the song followed by the waltz.
Right. This is called Right Turnin', and the waltz is called Dimpness.
Dimpness Waltz.
Speak unkindly of solder and tin, of the great traveling craftsmen John Martin and Jim. Not lazy or polished like some settled men who envy our freedom, our ways and our women. Right turning, right turning, right turning away, there's a fair in Billabe this fine summer's day. Right turning, right turning, right turning away, there's a fair in Belaki this fine summer's day. Farewell to the Cobies round Westport, Mayo, home. We'll travel through Shamtown to Ballinasloe, to the walled town of Galway, then southward, hooray. We'll speed through the Banner to Milltown, Maldade. Right turning, right turning, right turning away, there's a fair in Billabe this fine summer's day. Right turning, right turning, right turning away, there's a fair in Billabe this fine summer's day. We'll deal at the Spancel and then we'll head south to the kingdom of Kerry, Killarvin, no doubt. We'll talk of our travels with our own kith and kin, aunts, uncles and cousins, there's hundreds of them. Right turning, right turning, right turning away, there's a fair in Billabe this fine summer's day. Right turning, right turning, right turning away, there's a fair in Billabe this fine summer's day. We'll make no great hurry, North Kerry or Clare, there's no need to worry, we always get there. To fulfill the promise, we're destined to go, to spend the wild winters on the bogs of Mayo. Right turning, right turning, right turning away, there's a fair in Billabe this fine summer's day. Right turning, right turning, there's a fair in Billabe this fine summer's day. Right turning away, there's a fair in Billabe
that waltz gently sitting everybody right back down. We were hearing the waltz, what, Dibner's waltz?
Dibner.
Dibner waltz.
A lovely concertina player from County Clare, North Clare, I believe.
She passed away, a couple of years ago?
Yeah, she passed away much too early. And her recordings are some of my favorites of Irish music, period. She put out two CDs, and they're just gorgeous playing. She was a lovely player and was very highly thought of with all her contemporaries and from around the area. So.
And the man that wrote that was a good friend of hers.
Okay, and then Right Tiernan was the song.